We've got an interview with MU School of Music staff members Abby Rehard and Ben Harding about their upcoming recital. That's coming up next. And we'll hear Philip Sink's Flowers of Salt. He was a postdoctoral fellow last year in the MU School of Music. And we've got trumpet music from Iskander Akhmadoulin still to come tonight on Classical 90.5 on Mizzou Music. My first guest on Mizzou Music this evening are a pair of staff who will be having a recital coming up this Friday. Abby Rehard is the coordinator of large instrument ensembles at the School of Music, and Ben Harding is the admissions coordinator. They will be on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage this Friday at 7:30 with special guest. We'll get into who those guests are. It's Sticks and Licks is the name of the recital. Abby and Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know that each faculty member is expected to do a recital each semester, maybe even a couple each year. Is the same expected of staff, or is this recital that's coming up this Friday just something fun that you wanted to do?
I think it's a little unusual for our staff to give recitals. Some of our predecessors have been music majors, but this is definitely for fun. I think I had approached Ben last December asking him, hey, do you need incentive to practice? Because we do both have performance degrees, and that's something we'd like to continue with. So a recital is a great way to get ourselves in the practice room.
Yeah, it's certainly encouraged for us to do it. We're both alum of the School of Music, and so, you know, Dr. Gaines is definitely pro us doing recitals and things like that. So,
and you've brought in some other folks for the recital who will be joining you on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage this Friday evening.
Well, we'll have Abby's sister, Megan Rehard, and then the piano technician for the School of Music, Lucy Urlacher.
For one piece. The other piece, I'll be joined by two other percussionists, my good friend Dr. Jeff Hewitt, who is an alum of MU as well, and Brad Regeer, who is currently in the PhD program for Music Ed at Mizzou.
And the name of the recital is Sticks and Licks. Tell me about that.
Take it away, Ben.
Well, Sticks is kind of self-explanatory with Abby being a percussionist, and then Licks, it's kind of a term that people use for different runs and things that can happen on the saxophone. And so we just kind of, it rolls off the tongue. It's just kind of funny, lighthearted. So we just kind of needed a name for ourselves. And so that's kind of what we've come up with at this point. To be honest, it's still kind of a work in progress, and we're willing to take other suggestions for things. But we decided to roll with it for now, and, you know, it's a good time.
And two of you collaborated on the repertoire?
Sure. So we're going to be playing three pieces together for saxophone and percussion, and then I'll do a solo piece. Abby has a vibraphone trio as well as a marimba solo, and then we will be collaborating with Megan and Lucy for a special piece for squeak toys and electronics.
And there's probably not a lot of existing pieces out there for saxophone and percussion. Now, as soon as I say that, you're going to say, oh, no, there's a whole literature in this area. Was it hard to find those pieces? Did you have to arrange some stuff for this recital?
Well, first, it's also hard because there's also another saxophone and percussion duo in the School of Music, Drax, with Leo Sagiga and Megan Arnes. So we try not to overlap with their repertoire. So we definitely search the depths of the internet for really cool pieces. And we did an arrangement, actually, of a guitar and flute composition by Piazzolla.
So it's a growing repertoire. It's something that composers are doing more and more with. Saxophone tends to be an instrument that composers like to continue to make music for because it's a fairly new instrument, so they're still kind of exploring the boundaries and what this instrument can do. And percussionists always tend to seem to be down for whatever. They'll hit things and do all sorts of other stuff as well. So something that within the realm of new music is a growing repertoire just because of the nature of both those instruments.
The poster for the recital, it's like a jumping off point from the Rolling Stones' famous smiling mouth with the tongue coming out. But this mouth is hanging open, and it's flanked by a saxophone and vibraphone. And the usual script is at the top and the bottom, but it is a vibrant flyer for what I'm sure will be a most unorthodox recital. If you come out expecting the music of Bach and Brahms and even somebody as modern as Dvorak, You ain't going to hear it this Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. It's Sticks and Licks. Abby Rehard and Ben Harding works for percussion and saxophone. To both of you, thank you very much for making the time to come in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.